Righteousness by Faith, Chapter 10, W. Prescott at one time understood this glorious work. There is a difference between the forgiveness of sins and the blotting out of sins. There is a difference between the gospel being preached for the forgiveness of sins and the gospel being preached for the blotting out of sin. Always, and today, there is abundant provision for the forgiveness of sins. In our generation comes the provision for the blotting out of sin. And the blotting out of sin is what will prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. And the blotting out of sin is the ministry of our high priest in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. And it makes a difference to the people of God today in their ministry, in their message, and in their experience, whether they recognize or experience the fact of the change. That should be distinctly brought out in the third angel's message. And with that, of course, will come the clearest revelation of the gospel ministry for this time, thus preparing the way of the Lord. The popular churches have no understanding of these special truths. I saw that as the Jews crucified Jesus, so the nominal churches had crucified these three angels, messages, and therefore they had no knowledge of the way into the most holy apartment. Like the Jews, who offered their useless sacrifices, after Christ was crucified, they offer up their useless prayers to the apartment which Jesus has left. And Satan, pleased with the deception, assumes a religious character and leads the minds of these professed Christians to himself, working with his power, his signs and lying wonders, to fasten in his snare. He also comes as an angel of light and spreads his influence over the land by means of false reformations. The churches are elated and consider that God is working marvelously for them when it is a work of another spirit. Who is this another spirit? Obviously, a counterfeit Holy Spirit that will deceive multitudes. The mark of the beast will not be a crude, obvious deception. It will include counterfeit justification by faith. Preparation for the coming of Christ must include, therefore, learning to know him so intimately that deception will be discerned and rejected. This suggests the intimacy of marriage and love that makes such a relationship possible. The blessed fruits of the cleansing of the sanctuary include freedom from the oppressive fear and slavery of devotion to self-centered motivation. This is what produces lukewarmness. This paralyzes the world church in her time of greatest opportunity. It is not fear of punishment, or the hope of everlasting reward, that leads the disciples of Christ to follow him. They behold the Savior's matchless love, revealed throughout his pilgrimage on the earth, from the manger of Bethlehem to Calvary's cross, and the sight of him attracts, it softens and subdues the soul. Love awakens in the heart of the beholders. They hear his voice and follow him. Is there anything we can do to hasten the coming of the Lord? When the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Christ is waiting with longing desire for the manifestation of himself in his church. When the character of Christ shall be perfectly reproduced in his people, then he will come to claim them as his own. It is the privilege of every Christian not only to look for but to hasten the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Never can God's people equal the pattern. Christ's act of righteousness, which led to acquittal and life for all men, is beyond duplication for all eternity. But God's redeemed will learn to appreciate it. A community of ransomed sinners will stand by the side of Christ with the kind of appreciation and love that a bride feels for her husband. This is the eschatological sense of perfection. The sinner is made obedient and is reconciled fully. A worthless scrap of broken mirror can be cleaned and polished to reflect the brightness of the sun. In fact, it can dazzle one's eyes, but it would be ridiculous to think of it as being equivalent to the sun. The bride of Christ is said to be bright as the sun, and thus dazzling, but it is always only reflected light, its origin in Christ. 144,000 scraps of worthless broken mirror can be polished until each reflects a unique facet of Christ's beautiful character. There will be one precious gem in which he shall see the fruit of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible constitutes one thrilling love story, with the tragic plot developing in the first three chapters, and the grand climax of resolution coming in the last four chapters. The victory was won in Christ's incarnation, and all that his people have to do is to have faith in that tremendous accomplishment of their Lord. True Christian perfection is the development of that faith to the place where the child grows up to become the bride of Christ. Some few of every generation have overcome by conquering self and reflecting a facet of Christ's character. Enoch and Elijah are examples. But those few never met the full force of temptation as God's people must meet it in the last days. In a special sense, they will drink of the cup that Christ drank of and be baptized with the baptism he was baptized with. Has God withheld his grace so that no former generation should be ready for the marriage of the Lamb? No more than it could be said that something is withheld from a child that she should not be ready to be a bride. The ministry of the high priest in the heavenly sanctuary is to accomplish for God's people what has never been accomplished through all the thousands of years of history. The high priest will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, that they present right offerings to the Lord. These will be offerings free from self-centered concern, which is the foundation of sin. A true bride marries her husband because she loves him, not because she wants his money. This glorious work will be the final demonstration of genuine justification by faith. It will be a work full and complete, based entirely on the merits of Christ.